Oh, he's one of the good ones, folks. Let's hear it one more time for Steve Strang. Yeah. Okay. Part of the Reawaken America tour, how many of you have watched the first one? How many of you have watched the first one in Tulsa, the first one in Tulsa? Let me just tell you what was going on backstage at that one. Who was at that one, by the way? It's so funny, but people were backstage going, I heard Clay Clark prays to Satan. Does he pray to Satan? I've heard he prays to Satan. I was on Telegram. I think he invited us here, but he might pray to Satan. I don't know. I mean, and everyone was kind of paranoid. It was like people were just, how many of you were just kind of putting the pieces together? You're just kind of figuring out the names Klaus Schwab. How many of you just discovered the name Klaus Schwab in the past, like, 2 years? Yeah. Meanwhile, this dude's been planning this since 1971, right? And then you've all Noah Harari. Who heard that name for the first time? Yeah, okay. You got Klaus Schwab. How many of you are starting to put the pieces together? You're like, Fauci, that guy's been there since Reagan. Fauci, how many of you just want to slap Fauci? Just psh, psh, like a, psh, psh. Oh, I'm sorry. Psh, psh, psh. Excuse me, sir. Psh, 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 psh. Okay. How many of you had that thought? I just want to get him in a headlock and just give him a swirly. We need to mitigate. I'll show you mitigation, Fauci. Okay. All right. Anyway, so, but throughout the process, you know, we've discovered who's on our team and who isn't. And a lot of speakers would come on the stage, and they're even concerned about me. I'm concerned about them. I don't know. It's like watching MacGyver. Cut the red wire. Cut the blue wire. Who's on our team? I don't know. Ticking down. It might blow up. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, we've worked through that, I think, mostly. And what I try to do is bring you voices that I've vetted that are on target. But I always go back, if they ever say something they can't prove or something that's not biblical, toss it out. Just set it on fire, you know, boom, throw it out in the river, okay? So our next presenter is somebody who I keep researching what she talks about, and I've always been very, very impressed because she continues to drop truth bombs at a rapid pace, and I think everybody should know her name. Her name is Amber May, and she's an unapologetic patriot and a relentless researcher and the host of the Amber May Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Amber May! You know, you make me want to shout.
It is such a pleasure to be here today. So I'm Amber May. You can find me, Rumble Frank Speech. The AmberMayShow.com is where all this information is going to be at. So I want you to go there, go to the resource tab, scroll all the way down to the bottom where it says childhood vaccines. That's what I'm talking about today. So in 1962, there was only 5 doses of childhood vaccines. In 1983, guess what? 24 doses popped up. Guess how many there are now? 74. We just got a brand new one. 74. So you could see that right there in the screen. Now, I want you to pay attention to the autism rate. So it's interesting because in 1962, there was only 1 in 10,000 kids who had autism. In 1983, 1 in 2,500. And now we have 1 in 36. So here's that CDC just said, hey, it's a great idea. Let's add the COVID vaccine shot to our childhood vaccine schedules. Absolutely not. So I want you to go down to the tent. I want you to go find Dr. Annie Wakefield's documentaries. It's by the Flyover Conservatives. Because what we have learned is our regulatory agencies are not giving doctors good medical practice advice. They're lying, they're manipulating data, they're throwing away stuff. And then those doctors tell us what they've been told for the regulatory agencies, and that harms us. So if you'd play that video.
My phone rings, and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study, and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called a clinic and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head banging, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The first thing that Thompson did was to plot a graph. Now, there's no link between early MMR and autism, those two lines should track together. Now, they do track together until they get to 15 months. Then they separate, and they continue to separate thereafter. And they sliced and diced the data in an effort to get rid of that effect.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did, but we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
Go get that video, it's outside, and share it with everyone you know. So the CDC finally conceded, get this, okay. The CDC finally conceded that they have not had one single study that has compared the health outcomes of vaccinated kids against unvaccinated children. There has not been one study done. And so then let's look at some of the toxic chemicals they put in the shots, aluminum being one of them. Aluminum is known as a neurotoxic substance. It can damage nerve cells and get this, 3,500 micrograms are given to babies in the first 6 months of life. Studies show that early immune activation, it causes factors for autism, and it can contribute to Alzheimer's. So if you have deodorant that has aluminum, ditch it. Go get an aluminum-free deodorant. Why are we putting that on our lymph nodes? We don't need any more neurological problems. And that's in vaccines. So, and this was mind-blowing to me. An agreement is made worldwide with our package inserts that the FDA puts out with all the vaccines in them. If you go down to 13.1, it says most of the vaccines, almost all of them say this, they have not been tested to see if they cause cancer, if they change your genes, or if they impair fertility. I am an infertility survivor. I was married 8 years before I had one child. I've had 6 pregnancies, 2 babies, and during that time, my life was on the line. I was hospitalized. That means a lot to me. I interviewed a woman who was the director of vaccine safety in Arizona, former director. She told me childhood cancers, you get most of the diagnosis by the age of 6. I've known 2 families, and one of the children are no longer, they're dead. That was the worst funeral I've ever been to in my life, and that family's forever changed. So there's a depopulation agenda, if you didn't know that, and you can find that on my website at theambermayshow.com. Go to resource, go to childhood vaccines, you're gonna see all this. So what we do know is there are vaccines that have already caused infertility. We know the Gardasil, they've gone after the teenagers, they have no chance. Then we know that there's a tetanus vaccine that was done on African women, completely infertile, and that documentary is on my website. And then the COVID-19 jab, that has caused infertility with a lot of families. So in 1974, our good old friend Henry Kissinger wrote a genocide plan. It was a white paper that was officially adopted by President Ford. It was a geopolitical incentive, reducing the population growth in less developed countries. It's here, folks. If you are a pro-lifer, raise your hand if you're a pro-lifer. Did you know that there is abortal fetal cell tissue in the vaccines? And if you're Muslim or you're Jewish, there's pork proteins in them or pork substances in them. But here's the thing that we really need to fix is the structure of how we pay people. There's so much money wrapped around childhood vaccines in general. I'm not against physicians getting paid well. We have a lot of great physicians here on the tour, and I absolutely want them to be paid well. But the structure and how we're paying our pediatricians needs to be revamped. So for vaccinated providers, they receive $400 for each 2-year-old who received all 24 to 25 vaccines. Shown below, if the provider manages to get a shot into at least 63% of their patients, they get the bonus. And so Blue Cross Blue Shield pays $40,000 in a bonus for fully vaccinated kids, like 100 patients. Now, if that was doubled to 200, that's $80,000. I'm a human being, and that's a lot of money. And temptation would affect anybody in this room. So it's not bad doctor necessarily. It's the system that needs to be revamped, because that's why pediatricians will kick you out of your practice if you don't vaccinate your kid. It affects their bonus money. Now, they might really think that they believe in it, but when you add that to temptation, they could possibly make bad medical decisions, justifying it in their head. So we need to figure out another way to pay our physicians. So you get half your vaccinations by 1 year old. That's a lot of vaccines. But our good friend Dr. Fauci, let's not forget him, how much money he got paid for COVID. He patented the Moderna vaccine. Why are our regulatory agencies allowed to patent and profit, especially over something like this? I mean, that really dilutes and the whole idea of them protecting us, because now you have this temptation of money. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Please share this far and wide. Please go to my website, theambermayshow.com. Go to the resource tab, go to the childhood vaccines. And I hope you'll follow me on Rumble, BitChute, Brideon, Frank Speech. I'm on True Social as Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, Telegram as The Amber May Show. Thank you.
Amber, can you come back here real quick here? Hey, how did you enter into our life? I don't tell the story just briefly, because again, I want everyone here to feel encouraged that you know, God needs your time and your treasure and your talent, and the only difference between us and you is this, somehow we snuck our way onto the stage. Okay, so can you kind of explain how you entered into this world?
I love this story. Okay, so background for me, I'm a radio broadcaster in Phoenix, and I quit because I couldn't have children. Like, when I finally had my pregnancy successful, I was crying at work thinking about leaving her to daycare. So my background is radio journalist, and so I quit my show. And my dad, in his last sermon, he was a minister, he said, use the tool God put in your hand, and God immediately told me to pick up my mic. I'm like, God, I haven't broadcast in 9 years. I'm like, who's going to listen to me? And so I argued with God, but I lost, and I did what he wanted. But the cool thing is, I was a busy mom doing a lot of errands, and that's when I listened to podcasts, and I found a guy I quasi-follow. He's a good guy. There's a lot of ones that I like. And there was a man named Clay Clark on. I'm like, Uh-oh. Who's this Clay Clark guy?
Sorry about that.
I'm like, I don't have time for this. I know exactly where I was. I was at the post office. And I was like, God, I don't have time. Like, he's like, no, you're going to watch this. So I was like, okay. I watched it, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing out of this man's mouth. The truth bombs in his delivery system. I'm like, I need to get this man on my show. So I Google searched him. I found him. He said, yes. I was shocked. I'm like, this man said yes. We ended up doing the show, long story short. He's like, I have this thing. He called me the next day. He's like, I have this thing in 2 weeks. I want you to come to it. I was like, my husband's law enforcement, so... going to a strange person's place. I saw the list.
Tulsa-Rusalem is where I live. Tulsa-Rusalem.
The list, the people on the list were incredible. And I said to my husband, I'm like, please, I really want to go. And I told God, if you want me there, you're going to say yes to my husband. Well, my husband said yes. And here's a really, really cool part that just happened today. Because I was obedient and listened to God to put on my show, to find this man and listen to his show, I met Pastor Greg Locke for the first time. I'm from Arizona. Our election was stolen, and we're fighting every tooth and nail to get our elections fixed. But Pastor Greg Locke gave me hope when I was hopeless, because in January of 2021, we were devastated because Trump did win Arizona. You should have seen the Trump trains. And I was broken, and I felt lost, and Pastor Greg Locke gave me hope again. And here God told me to watch a show that he was on. I interviewed him, and now I met a man who really inspired me and gave me hope when I was hopeless.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking that first step, Amber. I appreciate you. One more time, Amber May. Hey!